You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I speak with Gareth Roberts. Gareth was one of the founding members of the Anfield Wrap and has been an integral part of making the organisation what it is today. For someone who I think most of us will think of as being a really passionate football supporter, it's interesting to hear that things could have been very different for him if he'd followed in his family footsteps and not really liked football at all.
I would say that I had a fairly untypical bringing up in or upbringing in terms of that no one in our house is into football or was into football. So, you know, I didn't like get it from my dad or my mum. It was very much a thing I picked up from people I knew. I'm from, you know, from as soon as I knew people, I can remember kicking balls with people, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, I went to nursery before I went to school, and, you know, play out in the roads and things like that. And it always would involve a ball. Do you know what I mean? I just always remember that. Like, when I was walking down to record this, then I was thinking about a lad who lived on our road who used to knock around with when I was a kid. And, you know, we played footy like day and night and until we were told to get in, basically. And there was a field at the end of the road as well, so we'd sometimes go there, but to be honest, we mainly played in the street, which I'm sure was really popular with everyone who lived in the street. But he had this thing of saying, anytime you did something that was good, you know, like if you threw in a little cheeky cross turn, or you meg someone, or you scored a nice volley, or whatever it might be, he'd always go, that's a piece of skill that makes up the jigsaw that might mean you make it. That's it. As a kid, like, coming out with that, like, always sticks in my head. But no one made it. But yeah, they were the earliest memories, booting it around in the street. And then in the back garden as well. We only had a little back garden, but I was always out there, and, like, the shed was one goal, and the wall underneath the back window was the other goal, and she used to go between the two, take on the dog and the washing pole, and that was it. So yeah, kicking around in the street in the back garden are the earliest memories of any type of football whatsoever.
So with no familial influence, how come you ended up supporting Liverpool? Was there a particular person that did, or was it something on the telly, or what caused you to go down that path?
Just everyone I hung around with, I think, was a Reds pretty much, and all the early influences in terms of friends and things like that were Reds. I was conscious of them being on the telly, of them being good. I knew one of my cousins went with his dad. So there was people around me that went to the game. Like, my next door neighbour, a fella from Dublin, Paddy, he used to go to Goodison one weekend and Anfield the next. I quite like that, looking back now, because you just would not get that now, would you, whatsoever. No. But I like the idea that, like, you just liked football, and that was sound, and in his head, that was sound.